You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Is Hochiach Tochiach. So we learn the purpose of this mitzvah is that Hashem knows that we care about one another, so we have to be concerned and pay attention what needs to be fixed in other Yehudim. And the base of this command is that we are one. We have one source of neshama. So now the detail, as we go by this command, so the Torah says, Hochiach Tochiach. So Hakam doesn't say, Tochiach et amitecha, why should he say, Hochiach, Tochiach. Why is there a repetition? It's a redundant. So Hochiach, rebuke him, guide him, direct him. That we can learn that Gemara learns when it says Hochiach, one goes on you, one goes, and the one that you like to direct him. So that means before you direct somebody, so then you have to see if I'm doing it in the right way, or is it any need, or what comes out of it. So before you point at other people and try to correct them, as we learned a few weeks ago, that Aharon HaKohen, the Torah commands that he brings the Korban ba'ado v'ad kol am Yisrael. So they learn from here. He brought the Korban first for himself, and then he brought the next Korban for am Yisrael. So here we learn that you have to be suitable, capable to rebuke other people. Or there are some organizations that they don't pay tax. What is it called?
Non-profit.
They're exempt. In the same aspect, there are many people that are exempt from giving rebuke, just like non-profit. So that means you're not suitable to rebuke other people. They're exempt. They have exemption. So that means they should not worry about it.
So we're
going to get to it. So now, the other lesson that the Gemara is teaching, as it says, Hochiach Tochiach, why is it, there's a repetition here?
It's a thing of the mitzvah, means that insisting to do it.
Right, that's true. That obviously, that means it's an important thing to do, but Gemara says a different message, and that is, even 100 times, till he beats you up with a stick. So as long as you don't see his stick, so you can go on. It's good?
Amen.
Well, before you get to the stick, but 100 times, so that means maybe the way it sounds like. No, I said, no, I told them. So I did the mitzvah, no? I looked at myself, says, you know, I searched my resume, and then I realized I'm okay, I'm capable, I have a license. So I gave rebuke. I did what I was supposed to do. He said, no, I have to do it 100 times. 100 times? Even one time, Hashem Yerachem. You don't know what the ach, but tach. You know, I was, I was receiving from the other side. What does it mean? 100 times? What 100 times? Even 1 time, you have to say with lots of mishabarach, and then you boreach. That means you have to be a good salesman.
Yeah, well, no. Sure, it comes from a good thought.
Yes. That means you're saying that the one you're rebuking has to trust you.
Yes.
Has to trust you. So how do you make him to trust you?
No. Historically, you should have shown that you did something good for him.
If you don't, if like somebody knew that you meet, you ran into in the bus, in the waiting room, in the bakery. So how do you create the trust?
If you are not sure that it's going to work, maybe it's better not to do it.
Do not do it, but you're not going to see him. But here he says, no, when you see somebody that needs to be rebuked, you have to do it right away. So I'm not going to see him anymore. Or maybe you're taking a flight. I mean, flight maybe is a little bit easier because you're there maybe 5 hours, 10 hours, 15 hours. So you have some time.
Pray for him.
Pray for him. But here he says, you have to rebuke him. So now here, when the Gemara says you have to rebuke him 100 times, he means something else. Gemara means that every rebuke should be Salat Shirazi. That means whatever you want to tell somebody to rebuke him, you have to chop it like a Salat Shirazi, 100 pieces. Don't give him in a chunk. That's what it means. So you have to have a very nice, sharp knife to chop your rebuke.
You fall in the trap by the time you want to chop it.
How's
I? Said he fall in the trap,
but
then you want to chop.
No. So you give him drop, and then gradually you're pulling up.
Has to be digestible.
Yeah.
Gradually.
Yes.
If they want to digest, but the third time you tell him, fourth time you tell him, even though it's maybe it's not shiradi, say, Leave me alone.
Yeah, maybe you give him too big, but you think he's not. You think.
Yes, is to tell Mr. Blue, and he goes 0.5 inches.
No, sometimes. You know, you put a piece of grape in the mouth of the baby, you know what's going to happen?
Huh? Sure.
But for you, just say. Single grape is nothing, right? You put 5 in your mouth. But you want to put it in the mouth of the baby, you know what's going to do to him? Yeah, we need lots of rachamim, you know. So that's what the Gemara means, that many times we think, you know, I didn't say nothing, you know, it's a big deal, you know, or, you know, of course you care, you know, you have pity whoever that, you know, maybe is doing the wrong thing. But here, the Gemara is teaching us, it's not going to work. Because first of all, whoever that is doing whatever that he's doing, it could be very simple thing. Very simple thing. You know, we're not talking about severe, chas v'shalom, you know, very disastrous matter. They do it because they think it's okay to do. Honestly, would not do it. So now you come and tell him, you know, you have to reconsider what you're doing. First of all, he says, who are you to tell me what to do or not to do? No. Why are you not doing the same thing I should do? And not only that, people, they have a permission to do whatever they do. For example, you approach somebody who says, you know, this is not the right thing to do. What's the first answer he gives you?
It's none of your business.
Beside that. No, there are common answer to give you.
What makes you think you know better than me?
No. No.
I'm willing to do this.
No.
I know what to do.
No. The answer they give you is everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. So now, what do you have to say? What can you say? When he has such a approved, notarized way of system, so now it's not that you want to deform him. You want to deform the whole, whoever that, I mean, he's right. No, he's miskin, but he wants to be the same color of other people. Says, if it was not right to do, why everybody is doing it?
But not everybody is doing it.
Well, for whatever that he's doing at this moment, he's right. The majority is doing it. So now, let's say you have a mass. Like, let's say, on a special day, like 1,000 people, they go somewhere. They do something. So now you have 8, 10, 9, 10 people somewhere else. You say, don't do this. What are you talking about? Here, the mass, majority. You're not even a minority. You're nothing. You're telling me they're doing wrong over there, and then you're doing right? What is the logic here? And that's what exactly makes it so impossible to tell somebody that what are you doing is not the right thing to do. Why? Because first of all, he's doing it because it's basing on what we think is the majority that obviously if they're majority, so you expect they're doing the right thing. But that's not true. But that's what he thinks. And then, as you said, you know, you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. You know, you're different olam. You don't understand what's happening. Have no reality. So now you grab something that is falsehood to make it reality, makes it norm. This is a normal thing to do. So now here, Tatan Shah is teaching us, first of all, this is a very, very hard task. So first of all, you have to know, Hocheyach, that, you know, how you're going to challenge this matter. It is your kid, it's your friend, your neighbor, the member of the families. How you can, you know, really convince him, no, this is wrong. How can you go against whatever that is today, and you're nothing? There's a mass, and you're nothing. Like here, look at the globe. Where is that a society? You can hardly find it. You can hardly find it. So now we said we're right. We're the only one. What are you talking about? Look at the whole alarm, the whole alarm. See, a little bit, you can hardly find there is such a thing. Hardly. See, so I'm right. I'm the selected nation of the Creator. So now here, the main point here is, as it was mentioned, as you, in your career, your business, people come to you and they offer things. There are many things they offer to you. Product, property. Why do you buy it? Why? I know, but are you picky who sell it to you? Or you buy it anyway? You buy it anyway? Because I know there are many, many retailer or wholesaler, they have lots and lots of merchandise been sitting in the warehouse for many, many years. And they bought it from a very, very charming salesman. Did they buy the product or the salesman?
Salesman.
The salesman. Here, Kala Kadosh Hashem Shri is teaching us a very important lesson. And that is, you can sell your guideline, your nasihat, if you are a good salesman. If you're not a good salesman, they're not going to buy it.
They're selling gold, 18 people, then it's 12 or 10. And all of them, they do it, and that's how I make money. My next door, I cannot compete with him. The only way the guy could exist, that he left the business.
So that's why exactly you are proving what we're just saying. Because you don't care if it's 12 or 8. You buy it, because you like the salesman. That's how it works. See, there is an interesting point that is called the watermelon therapy. You heard about it? Yeah? You heard about the watermelon therapy? See, in your kitchen, how do you cut watermelon? How do you cut it?
Huh?
Say? That's no, but you need a knife first.
Yes,
you have to have a knife. Yeah, that's how you cut. So it does it matter what type of knife you have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sharp.
Sharp. So if it's sharp, how much of pressure you put on the knife?
Less.
A little bit. But if it's dull,
more.
So don't forget this direction, and that is, if you have something that is worth listening, they'll listen to you. But if it's dull message, you have to push it. You have to push it to cut the watermelon. That's how it is. So that means if the word is worth listening to, so you don't see anybody to fall asleep, take a nap. But if they have no interest, so then you see people doing other things because they're not interested. Or they're falling asleep. Why? Because it's not as important to them. But if somebody was standing here to tell you about the interest rate, nobody would do anything else. And everybody right awake. But if I'm standing here, I have to attract your attention. Because my word, I mean me, not Chas v'Shalom, the word I'm saying is dull. So that's what the watermelon works. If it's sharp knife, you don't push it, press it too hard. And that's what Tatam Shah is teaching. Because to rebuke people is very easy, very easy. As long as you know how to do it correctly. I give you a lesson plan. It's a lesson plan that we have in Torah Adosha the first time that the Mashiach was appointed. Who was the Mashiach? Say? Chazak Yivaroh. How do you know? You know anybody Moshe? Chazak Yivaroh. Moshe Abraham Shalom. Before he goes on his mission, Hashem gave him a lesson plan. What was the lesson plan? So he told them to throw your staff on the ground. What happened to it? He became a snake. So then afterwards, what did he tell him?
Take it by the tail.
Grab this zanav. And then what happened to it?
Became a snake.
Became a snake. So now this lesson plan is teaching us. Anytime that you throw people on the floor, you disrespect them, you push them, you tell them you're no good, they're going to turn to a snake. When you don't know how to rebuke other people, they're going to be a snake. They're going to go after you and beat you. But if you pick up the little bitty, there's zanav, tiny bit, they become your staff. Tell them, no, it's done your kavod. You're worth more. Heifer. When you elevate them, we give them value, even tiny bit, then they become your stuff. But if you disrespect them, you put them down, just like the stuff that you threw on the ground, chas v'shalom, they're going to be a snake to go after you. Yeah. And Hashem is like, you know, shenizkeh, v'zad Hashem, Chalosh Baruch Hu, give us the right chokhmah, and siyad v'shmaya, to be able to mekayem this v'am in a right way.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.